Our guest in the cafe this morning, joining us on the Blacklands Cafe party line, is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing today, John Mark?
Cindy, great, and thanks for joining us on the telephone. Cindy, a lot of interest this week and a lot of reaction to the story of a slaughtering plant coming to Cooper. So tell us about that. What's the background on that story?
Well, we had a lot of citizens show a lot of concern for the slaughter plant coming to town. We had over 50 people attend the city council meeting Monday night with their concerns, and representatives from the company and the man who will be running it, Ben Jasso, and his wife were at the meeting and really enlightened everybody to how everything will work and what they had to offer to Cooper. So I think it'll be a good thing. It's a family-owned business. They have Triple J Livestock in Wilmer, and that's the plant that they have there is going to be patterned, you know, right here in Cooper, and it's an exemplary plant. State inspectors, you know, say it's great, and they don't have any odor, no code violations. They're very excited about moving here. So,
now, is this a done deal?
Pretty much. They're hoping to open in October. They are making sure they've met all the requirements, you know, at every level. They've researched for a very long time, you know, put a lot of work into it. It's going to put $650,000 back onto the tax base for the city. So, I mean, $650,000, did I say that?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure I said the number right. Yes, $650,000 back on the tax base. So that's a good thing for Cooper. So,
where would they be located?
They're going to be located on Highway 64 and 24, where that intersection is, kind of close to where the Dairy Queen is and TxDOT.
So it is in the city limits.
It is.
Uh-huh. What were the specific concerns that people had?
I think a lot of people were concerned about the water and the smell, of course. So,
the water being the potential pollution of water?
The
waste that would come from the plant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they were the man was very, you know, firm about how he does things, and he follows every code to, you know, to the letter. So he's very careful about how he does things, and he said he doesn't want to bring anything that, you know, would harm anybody here. So
mm-hmm. This is a slaughtering plant for beef?
Yes, it'll be for beef, and he's hoping to get somebody who can process deer as well. So he's pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he'll help the farmers here, and he'll process their meat if he needs to, and he'll sell to the public. So,
were there any concerns expressed? There are, of course, this day and time, we're more sensitive than we once were. Were there any concerns about, you know, the mistreatment of animals and cruelty to animals, that sort of thing?
No, not really. Not necessarily in that case. He has an inspector that's going to come either every day or every other day.
How many jobs is this going to provide?
They're hoping 15 to 25, you know, just depending on how business goes. So they're hoping to find some local people, mm-hmm. what they're really wanting. So.
Much, much needed in Cooper and Delta County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking with the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Now, school's starting up again soon, and there's some news about free breakfast and lunch being provided for kids at Cooper Elementary.
Yes, the Cooper Elementary students qualify for the Community Eligibility Program this year because we had a significant number of students that were on the free and reduced lunch program. So this way, everybody will receive the benefits of that program. So, and it's done through the government, and it's a fairly simple process. You know, parents just need to make sure they fill out the household income forms. It's not difficult. It's pretty easy to do. So
all students at Cooper Elementary...
Yes.
Would get free breakfast and free lunch, not just those below a certain income level, all of the kids at Cooper Elementary.
Right.
And that is a federal program, you say?
It is. It
mm-hmm.
is.
I see. Well, now, it's kind of related to this somewhat, I guess, but then again, maybe not, but some more discussion of the story that came out recently about Delta County having the lowest average weekly income in the U.S. for workers, and I see that your county judge, Herb Brookshire, and the mayor, Scotty Stegall, were both on Channel 12 in Sherman recently talking about that.
They were. Channel 12, Matt Boyd was here, and he was interviewing everybody and kind of enlightening everybody exactly how that report came out and exactly, you know, how the statistics were gathered and what was excluded, which, you know, skewed the numbers a little bit for Delta County, but it did put us at the lowest, but, you know, it didn't count people who travel outside of the county, which we do have a significant number of those folks that do work outside of Delta County. So,
And Herb Brookshire and Scotty Stegall were given their point of view on that, which I guess primarily is what you just expressed yourself there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something coming up that a lot of people may have an interest in and at Cooper Lake, and that is fish fry on Saturday, August 23rd at Doctor's Creek. And this is to raise revenue, raise money for the park there.
Yeah, the Friends of Doctor's Creek host this annually, and it's a fish fry. And we also have a cake auction, and they're pretty excited about that. The cake auction normally does really well. We have a lot of good people who bake sweets in this county, and a lot of good donations there. So it's sponsored by the Friends of Doctor's Creek, and it'll be at First Baptist Church on Saturday night. So we hope to have a good turnout.
Oh, it's at the First Baptist Church in Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Saturday night, August 23rd.
Yes.
4 to 7 p.m. is what I see here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Cindy Good, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning over the telephone line.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Thanks.